Chapter 17. One-way ticket. Words. Added. Aircraft. Apart. Appearance. Appeared. Arab. Avoid. Basic.Box. Cargo plane. Change. Clothing. Collision. Combat. Consultant. Continue. Co-pilot. Depart.Diamond. Different. Dreamed. During. Economy. Emotion. Entrance. Entrance permit. Equipment. European.Excited. Experienced. Fall apart. Fashionable. Fewer. Flew. Forced. 40. Frightened. Genie.Gesticulate. Glance. Hanger. Hatch. Heat. Hire. Hurt. Injury. Intently. International. Interrupted.Jacket. Junk. Kilometer. Landing gear. Laughed. Leaving. Lifted. Lovely. Lower. Madman.Matter. Mile. Missile. Navigator. Noticed. Oh. One way. Past. Padded. Per. Permit.Peace. Pregnant. Roar. Runway. Sadly. Sand. Seat. Shoot. Shoulder. Slightly. Steer.Step away. Stupid. Surface. Take off. Ticket. Touched. Transferred. Uniform. Usually. Wave.White. Whom. Wide. Wildly. Wing. One-way ticket. The Arena One Airport was located out of town. Paul Rost drove up to the gate. A security guard approached and asked for an entrance permit. Asher showed him a document, and the guard let them enter the airport. "We need hangar number 21," Asher said. By now, his arm hurts less. They drove to hangar number 21 and got out of the car. "Wait here," Asher ordered. He took two suitcases out of the car and walked into the hangar. A minute later, he came out and told Rost and his father to follow him. "These are very serious people. Don't ask them any questions, okay?" he asked Rost. Rost didn't answer. They went into the hangar. There was a Douglas DC-3 plane there. Three people stood near the plane. One of them told Asher's father to step away and go to the boxes near the airplane. Then he looked at Rost and Asher. The man was about 40 years old. He had an Arab appearance. "These are consultants in," Asher began, but the Arab interrupted him. "Consultants in international economy." All three men smiled. "Look at this map," he continued. "The airplane should land in this place on a road. Will you be able to do that?" He showed Rost the map. Paul Rost looked at the map. "If the road is wide enough, then I don't think there will be any problems," Rost said. He looked at the other two men. They looked European. Both were more than 50 years old. One of them pointed at the map and said, "There won't be any problems? First, look at these missile compounds. How are you going to get around them?" "I will keep the aircraft at a height of 10 meters," Rost said, looking intently at the map. "This old piece of junk will fly only 250 kilometers per hour. At such a speed and an altitude of 10 meters, that's the dream of every fighter on the ground with a surface-to-air missile in his hands." The Arab pointed his finger in Rost's face. "Asher said that you were an experienced combat pilot, but you don't know basic things. Why did you come here?" The man began to gesticulate wildly, and Paul noticed that he had a gun under his jacket. "Who did you bring, Asher? You said that he was a combat pilot." Asher wanted to say something, but another person began to speak. "What kind of plane did you fly?" he said. "At first, a fighter plane. Then, after an injury, I was transferred to cargo planes. I flew planes through fire from the ground, and usually at a height of from 10 to 30 meters. Fighters on the ground can shoot down a plane even at an altitude of 5,000 meters and at speeds of 1,500 miles an hour, too. But the lower you fly, the fewer missiles they shoot at you. If there are enough heat shells, then the missiles are not so dangerous." Rost looked at the plane. "This DC-3 is so old, it could fall apart in the air. Then the rockets won't matter," he smiled. One of the men smiled. The Arab exchanged glances with him. Then he patted Rost on the shoulder. "Okay, kid, you're in business. My name is Aladdin. You know, sometimes they ask me where's my genie. Then I say that my genie is in this thing." The Arab pulled out his gun and held it to Rost's face. "So, it's better to do as I say and not ask any stupid questions. Then you and Asher will see the sky in diamonds, Aladdin smiled. Get into the plane and check the equipment. The airplane must depart in 2 hours, he added. Ross got into the plane. There were about 30 men on board. There were also a few boxes. He went into the cabin. Peter Asher took the co-pilot's seat. His father took the navigator's seat. Paul began to check the equipment. The plane was so old that some of the equipment didn't work. Some of it was missing completely. Aladdin entered the cabin. Oh, we have a great navigator, he patted Asher's father on the shoulder. What's in your suitcases? He asked Asher. Nothing, just some clothes. I robbed a clothing store. For pregnant women, Asher said. You want to look fashionable, I see, Aladdin smiled. How is it going, pilot? He turned to Rost. Can you fly this old piece of junk to Libya? He said. To Libya? I'm sure I could, but I would be surprised if it doesn't fall apart during landing, Paul said. Let it fall apart on landing. This airplane is flying in only one way, the Arab said and laughed like a madman. When the Arab left the cab, Paul Rost exchanged glances with Asher. We have lovely employers, Peter, Paul said. They pay good money. I don't care about the rest, said Asher and looked outside. Two men in police uniforms entered the hangar. The Arab and the two other consultants came up to them and began to talk about something with emotion. Then the consultants took out guns and forced the policemen to lie on the ground. They took the policemen's weapons and handcuffed them. Aladdin quickly got on the plane and walked into the cabin. We are leaving right now, he said loudly. Quickly, let's go. But the plane isn't ready yet. I haven't checked the engines, Paul replied. You will check them in the air. Take off quickly, the Arab cried. Okay, let's take off, Rost agreed, and started the engines. The hangar filled with smoke and roaring. Open the door, Aladdin cried. Several people came out of the plane and opened the doors of the hangar. Then they got back into the plane and closed the hatch. The airplane drove out of the hangar, turned to the runway, and began to pick up speed. Several police cars pulled up to the hangar. Then they turned and followed the airplane down the runway. Take off! Take off! Aladdin cried. In front of them, another airplane appeared. It was taking off from the same runway, but in a different direction. Rost lifted the plane slightly off the ground, turned, and began changing direction to avoid a collision. The other aircraft also turned and, changing direction, passed them with a roar. People on the beach heard the roar and then saw that the plane's wing almost touched the sea as it turned, trying to fly higher. Rost saw the frightened look on the faces of Asher and his father. All is well. We are continuing the takeoff. Check the landing gear, he told Asher. With a roar, the plane flew higher and higher. Paul sadly looked down at the beach. There, blue waves broke on the white sand. Then he looked at Asher and his father, both of whom looked frightened. This wasn't the vacation he had dreamed of. Aladdin walked into the cabin. Let me steer, pilot, he smiled. Go up to 5,000 feet and straight to Libya. New vocabulary review. Could you tell me, is it Sunday or Monday today? I think it's Sunday today. I'm not sure. Do you know what time it is? I will check my phone. It's 20 minutes past 8. Thank you. By the way, is it hot outside? It isn't hot, but it's windy. It will probably be cool later. What are these hangers? There are airplanes inside. Civilian or military? In general, military airplanes, but some of them are cargo planes. Look, a plane is taking off and making a turn in the air. I want to change something in my life. Why? I don't like my life. I'm tired. What exactly do you mean? Your work? Your personal life? I want to change everything. If you change everything, but it doesn't get better, what then? I don't know. You have to go to a consultant for problems in one's personal life. A while ago, I dreamed of going to the Indian Ocean. Did your dream come true? Yes. Now I live in India. But I don't want to live here anymore. And what do you want? I want to go home and start my own business. Do you have enough money to start a business? Yes, I have a little bit. Tell me, please, which way should I go to get to the station? Go to the right around this building and walk straight down the street. The station will be 100 meters away. Where's the bank manager? He went outside. But I was near the door and didn't see him. He left through the window. But does he usually come in and leave through a window? No, he usually uses the door. We have an international team at work. Really? Where are your coworkers from? They are from Europe, America, Africa, and Asia. What would happen if a plane's wing touched the wing of another plane? Both aircraft would crash. Which jacket should I wear today? I want to look fashionable. You always look fashionable in a jacket. You can wear any jacket, except for the red one. Tell me, please, is the sea far from here? It is 500 kilometers away. What a large beach! What is it called? The Sahara Desert. What is this thing on the airplane? This is the landing gear. The plane drives down the runway on the landing gear. Go through and find your seat, passenger. I see. And what is this thing? Those are the instruments. The pilot uses the instruments during the flight. That's clear. And who is that in the uniform? That's the navigator. He tells the pilot the locations of the airport and the airplane and where he needs to fly. Take a seat, passenger. Here is your seat. That's clear, thank you. When I was little, I also wanted to become a navigator. Why a navigator? Such a beautiful word, navigator. And what did you become?
I became a military engineer. I make missiles that shoot down military planes.
So your profession is also related to airplanes.
Yes, you could say that now I kill navigators.
And you know what? I find that interesting too.
If you're a rocket engineer, why don't you know what landing gear is?
Of course I know what landing gear is, but have you seen my little green toad?